This program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries.
The book of Numbers chapter 14 verse 28. Let's script through it. He said, as I live, say to them as I live, says the Lord, just as I have spoken, just as you have spoken in my ear, that
I will do to you.
What I hear you speak in my ear,
so I will do to you.
My God. So I will do. Listen, church, please, let's take it. People are destroyed, and they're destroying themselves by the word of their mouth. Many expectations has been nullified by the word of mouth. I've been waiting. What did God do for me? It's 3 years, and when God is going to do it, God has promised nothing has happened. By the word I hear you say, that is what I'm going to do. You can't say you are a child of God and you don't know. Let me say, words that we say, we talk about their spirit. Their spirit. So, and the Bible says God is spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in truth and in spirit. Now listen, with God is spirit and the word that you speak is spirit, they meet together in the spirit realm when you speak and the word begin to operate in your life. My relationship can work. Then it's not going to. Because you've seen it. What is the name of your boyfriend? I don't want to say. We never listen. Could any listen? Because you said he never listen. He's not going to listen. Because that is what the Spirit of God hear you say. And that is what you're going to get. Who am I speaking to? Words are powerful. Job 22 verse 28. You shall also decree a thing and it shall be established. Let me read another translation. You shall form a purpose or a plan and it shall not be frustrated. Another translation says it shall not be opposed. Because you yourself, you are God. You yourself, you are king. So prepare your expectation. Prepare what you are looking to God for by saying it, that I am blessed and I am blessed indeed. I am the head and I'm not the tail. I am above and I'm never be beneath. My children are children of God. They are for signs and wonder. Who said to you that your child is a bad child? I keep on looking at my children. I keep on saying, I said, hey, you are not a failure. I had a fall like me. I did not give back to a failure. When I was asking for children from God, I didn't ask for the one that is a failure. My children are for signs and what? I don't know about your own children. And I love it when Pastor Ephraim talk about it as well. He said, I don't know what you call your own children. I call my children blessed. My one are blessed and highly kenderebosha. Blessed and highly favored. Amen, somebody. If you look at the Bible, Lazarus, the Bible said that was going to die. And they come to Jesus that your friend is sick. And Jesus said, he said his expectation. He proclaimed his expectation. What did he say? Pastor Blessing can bring it out to you. He said, that sickness is not unto death. He began to say it out. When he got to Lazarus' tomb, he spoke his expectation. He verbalized it. Lazarus, they say you are dead. Lazarus, come out here, man. Come out here, man. Come out. They say, no, come out. I've already spoken to existence what I want to see. And as my father hear me say, that is what it's going to do. What are you saying concerning your life? What are you saying concerning your children? Concerning your career? Are you saying, oh, the Lord is going to make my enemy to be my footstool? Or you are saying that this enemy are too powerful? After 21 days fasting and prayer, they still come back. And you are depressed for them. What are you saying? What are you saying? The second king, a woman was there. The Bible said that she had a miracle child, a miracle baby. And it got to a point that the baby died. How many of you that know about the Shunammite woman? The child died. And you know, so many people that are here that are hearing my voice. When something bad happens, you say, let me say it exactly the way it is. Because I'm a truthful person. I know you are. But verbalizing your expectation does not make you a liar. Who am I speaking to? Your expectation. The Bible said that the woman, the baby died. Only one child. The baby died. Let me tell you, I don't know who is here under the sound of my voice. Whatsoever that is meant to be living in your life, that is there, I prophesy that they shall come back to life. What you are expecting in your life, and whatever those things that have died that you have been expecting from the Lord and have not arrived, and they've died in the transit, they are coming back to life. They are coming back to life. They are coming back to life. Amen. Your business is coming back to life. Amen. Your glory is coming back to life. Amen. Your testimony will surely Amen. Come back in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. If your business have died, I said they will come back to life. Amen. You didn't say amen right now. Amen. If your marriage have died, they will come back to life. Amen. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let me say this quickly. There's so many people that when they are testifying, their testimony die along the line. Before it complete, then they begin to say negative things. If I have known, I shouldn't have shared my testimony. If I've known, I shouldn't have said, oh, there's some witches in that church. Most especially, you know, the church, the foundation where I was coming from. You know it. Don't say, you know where we are coming from. Emma, she testimony. Make sure your testimony complete before you say. Because people will abort it. Who said that? We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. And the word of our testimony. The only way you can overcome the enemy. Have you testified about something good? Then the enemy go back home miserable. Because they don't want to hear goodness about your life. Immediately you let the devil know that I know I've lost my job, but I thank God that it's going to make everything is going to turn around for good for me. The devil is going to be upset. You overcome by the blood. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. The devil is a liar. When you testify and that testimony died along the line, just know that God is about to give you something better. God is about to do something better. And if your testimony has died along the line, maybe God has blessed you with something and the devil take it. Maybe God has given you residential permit and the devil take it. Maybe God has given you a relationship that you blessed enough for and the devil take it. Maybe you have been pregnant and you lost the pregnancy and the devil take it. Can I come right now in the office of a prophet and pause at this moment and prophesy to your life? Because daddy told me right now, later, I mean earlier on when he was doing the call to worship, he said Jesus did miracle on the Sabbath day. I pause right now to command a miracle of restoration. Who am I ministering to? Whatever you have lost, whatever that have been aborted, I pause in the name of the Lord Jesus. I stand in the office of a prophet to make that declaration upon your life. Your blessing shall be restored. Your joy shall be restored. Your testimony shall be restored. I want you to go like this and say, take it back. Whatever the enemy has stolen away, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back. Don't say this Sunday. Don't wait for Friday service to receive your testimony. Take your blessing back. Take your joy back. Take your glory back. Take your confidence back. Hallelujah. Wait, church, let me say this to you. The Bible said to me that that woman, she lost her only one child, not two. If you have three children and one die, you will cry. Talk less of somebody that have only one. Let me pray for those that have one. You almost need kumo elori. Shamida da. Mashakalaba. Let me pray for those of you that have two. I say your child will not die.
any of them will not die. Those of you that have three, you will not bury any of them. Those of you that have four, you will not bury any of them. If you have dozen, you will not bury any of them. If you haven't even have, the Lord will bless you again. Say it bigger as if you are receiving it. Say it wonderfully as if you are receiving it. Rakadaba Sheke. The Bible said to me that that woman lost her only one child. Then she saddled a cattle and she put everything there. And she went to the man of God that blessed her. That God used to bless her with that child. Listen to this. And as she was going, the Bible said the man of God saw her from afar. And the man of God sent a word to her. And the man of God says, 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 26. You don't have to read it. You can put it on the screen. And the man of God said, go and meet her. Run to go and meet her. This woman is running to me. He said, go and ask her. Then when she came closer, in contact with the man of God said, woman, how are you? How is your husband? She smiled. He said, it is well. The man of God said, what about your business? Imagine that you have just lost thousands of money into a contract or into investment and nothing come back. And I say, you sit in front of me for me to minister to you. And I say, how is your business? And would you say it is well? He said, mommy, things are not good. No. 5 grand is gone. You won't say it is well. The man of God looked at this woman. He said, woman, what about your business? Because don't forget that the Bible said that she's a notable woman, well blessed. So he said, it is well. Now the man of God said, okay, what about the miracle child? Our little boy that we pray for, and miracle take place, and God bless you with that child. What about my son? The woman looked at the man of God. He said, it is well with him too. Wow, how can he be well? The child that she locked at home dead, the child is not breathing. But she said, this man, this child, it is well. Is there on the screen? The man of God will look at her. It is well. Let me tell you what happened there. The Bible says, she now said, the child is there somewhere. The child is at home. I'm already, it's your, you give me the baby. I've already put the baby on the table for you. It's not breathing. The man of God ran to this place, the position of the baby. Then he began to speak unto that child. Karabasita laba. Lebakasete lakayaba. She connect her spirit to the spirit of the woman. Let me tell you what happened there. Listen, it's important. The Bible said when Elijah slept on that man, on that child, the child rose up again with immediate effect. Listen to what happened. The woman have already spoke. She verbalized what she's expecting. Amen. The woman said, as she was going on the way, the child has died. But the woman kept saying, this child, my God, you are my miracle child. It is well with you. The woman kept going on. She said, you are not going to die. What did she do? The Bible said, the word that we spoke, they are spirit. The boy has died. Listen to this. The boy has died. When someone dies, what lives in the body of that child, of that person, is the spirit. So the word that she said met with the spirit of this boy on the way, and they combined together. The word that you speak that is powerful, hold onto the spirit of that child, and the spirit was unable to go up there, was unable to go out of the place. Immediately the man of God came to speak, the spirit came back right there, because the Lord has used the word of that woman to suspend the spirit from moving out of that house. So while the woman was prophesying and making that declaration and saying it is well, the spirit was unable to go because she held onto the spirit of that child with the word of her mouth. I'm here to prophesy to somebody. I don't know what is happening in your life, but it is well with you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I don't know what you are going through about your financial life, but I'm here to tell you that it is well with you in the mighty name. mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I said, I come to pause. I pause as an oracle of God to prophesy right now over your life, over your business, that it is well. Your marriage might be going down, but it is well. You might not have had your own child, but it is well with you. It is well with your financial life. Whether good or bad, I come to say to you right now that it is well. Who am I talking to? It is well. Look at your neighbor and prophesy to the love of that person. Say it is well with you. Say it is well with you. Say it is well with you. My God, something is happening as you are saying it. Something is happening as you are saying it. Say over your own life. Prophesy over your life. It doesn't matter what the doctor say. It does not matter what the doctor say. It does not matter what the doctor say. I want you to know that it is well with your heart. Your heart might be popping like that. You might have participation. The devil is a liar. You cannot die if God did not kill you. Let me tell you right now, you are too old for the enemy to handle. No prophet, no power, no enchantment, no mission of the enemy, no plan of evil forces that can overcome your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, do not be afraid of the terror by night. Do not be afraid of people that are on your side. The Bible says 1,000 before by your side and 10,000 by your right hand, but it shall not come near you. So when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, because his rod and his staff, they comfort me. So when I walk in the darkness and when the lion roars, I say, forget it, it is well. When I go through everywhere, when enemy are terrorizing me, I say, look at you, it is well. When the principalities are waging war, I say, look at me, it is well. When my daughter is feeling sick, I look at my daughter and she say, oh, I've got stomach pain. I said, daughter, it is well with you. When my marriage are going through challenges, I look at my marriage. I said, don't worry, it is well with my marriage, because my marriage has been built upon the rock and no gates of hell that shall prevail over your life. Prophesy to your own life. Something is happening here right now. Prophesy to your soul. Prophesy to your spirit. Prophesy to your marriage. Prophesy to your business. Prophesy to your career. Prophesy to your children. Say right now, it is well. Don't let the devil tell you otherwise. Concerning your health, prophesy to your kidney. If you are joining me online, if you are watching me online, or you are listening to the CD or whichever way, or you are listening to me in any way, Barakasata, speak to your own life. I hear the Lord said that I should tell you that it is well at this moment. It doesn't matter what you are going through. Your financial life might be down, but prophesy to your life that it is well with you. Say something nice right now. I hear the Lord speak. I hear the Lord speak. I hear the Lord speak. You must speak your expectation. Speak your expectation. Speak your expectation. Speak your expectation. Prophesy your expectation. Open your mouth. The woman said it is well, and it was well for her. I wanted to say it is well over your career. You might not have a contract at the moment, but I want to tell you that it is well with you. I hear in my spirit that God is at work in your life. He that started his good thing in your life will bring it to perfection. As the he that started his good thing, we bring it to perfection. Begin to make that declaration. But party will go to the letter. Oh, go my shadow. No, 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 no. Ayada basa talada Korea. The battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord. You need to say with authority, something is happening as you are saying it. Something is happening as you are prophesying. Something is happening in your life. The spirit of Jehovah is here. The spirit of the Lord is in the house. You might be 42, but it is well with you. Hey! Hey! Somebody say, hey! Maraka set elevosha. Give God praise in the house. Give God praise in the house. Give God praise in the house. Somebody give God praise in the house. If you know it is well with you, it is well with your son, it is well with your husband, it is well with your children, it is well with your career, it is well with you where you are going. You know it is well. Say it right now. It doesn't matter what your life is saying. It doesn't matter where you are right now. I come to tell you what the Spirit of the Lord said. I come to tell you what the Lord is saying. Ayada basha karabosh. Ayada basha karabosh. Ayanda rabasa karabosh. Ayara basa talibosh kaya. Rebakada basa talaba. Don't wait for Friday for miracle to happen. Don't wait for Wednesday for miracle to happen. Miracle is happening right now. Your deliverance is happening right now. Your turnaround is happening right now. Your breakthrough is happening right now. Your children may be in bondage, but say it loud. Say it night as well. Reka satalabosh. Listen, Mariba satalabosh. I hear in my spirit, church. Let me tell you. I hear what the Lord say, that it's a season for new things. It's a season for new songs. The Lord said to me, it's a season for you to have new things in your life. If you receive it, I want you to say, I receive it right now. It's a season to reap what you have sown. Let me tell you what the Lord is saying to me. The Lord said to me, this is a season for you to go into a new level in your life. I want to tell somebody here, it is time and season for your business to be taking a new level. The Lord is taking your career into a new level. It is a new season in your life. You've got to prepare for it. Dress as if you are going to a new level. Get yourself ready as if you're going to a new level. I pray for you that the Lord Almighty that have told me that it's a new level season will speak to you, will open your eyes, you will see, and you'll be able to prepare for your new level. I want somebody to say it right now. Father, empower me to prepare for my new level. Father, empower me. Father, strengthen me to prepare for my new level. Empower me right now, because the Lord said, I should tell you, he's taking you to a new level in your marriage. The Lord is taking you to a new level about your children. The Lord is taking you to a new level home. The Lord is taking your business to a new level. So you've got to cast down every evil imagination, because the Lord wants to give you a new level faith. The Lord wants to give you new level blessing. It is time for new level. I hear the Lord said, I should tell you, your ministry, God is going to take it to a new level. Your career, a new level of anointing is going to descend upon your life. Somebody, you need to talk to God right now. Father, prepare me. Prepare me. What you have in store for me. Prepare my children. Prepare my husband. Prepare my career. Prepare yourself. Prepare your mind. Prepare your thought for new level. Prepare yourself for new level. Prepare your family for new level. Prepare your children for new level. Prepare your life for new level. Prepare your business right now. Get yourself ready. Change your clothes. Change your dress. Somebody shout, yeah. Yeah. Open your eyes. Look at me. I finish. Listen. There's some things. Listen, this is true. This is important. When my husband says some things, he said, oh, we're having a conversation. He will say this, this, and that. I will say, lad, familiar. He said, look at, he said, Eddie, look at it in another way. He said something that before, it will annoy me. He said that, I've seen it more than where you are looking at it. He said, look at it. I look at it that in the 10 years time, 20 years time, and that will blow my, it's, I'm just looking at now. But he said, I've looked at it. That, so he's preparing for then now. He's talking to me about then now. It's important that you talk about then now. Prepare your life. Something great is about to happen. Don't let us remain in the same class. Let me tell you,
When Esther want to see the king, what did he do? I've ministered to us before about it. Just saying, give me a key, please. She changed her dressing. She changed. Stop dressing like before. Let me tell you, stop dressing like before. Take your dressing to another level. You cannot want to go and talk to somebody in the bank about a business, or you want to go and talk to somebody about, what do they call it, about them investing in your business or your career, and you put on a tracksuit. Prepare yourself to where you are going. Those people that you mingle with determine who give you breakthrough, who is going to bless you, and who does not. The way you present yourself, stand tall, dress properly, present your CV in a good way, edit it. I didn't ask the school that you went to, and the school is Ibefu Ilado Community School, Ilefe. Since 50 years ago, what happened to since the time you have been in UK? Register for seminars. Educate yourself. So when you put it on your CV that you've worked for this bank, that bank, you've worked for this place, they themselves are interested of you. A son of man was telling me, he said the job that God gave to him, and then he was working there, then another job called him to come and start. They gave her up like a bigger salary. I don't know, like more salary. Then he told his workplace that he's leaving. The workplace said, we will match it and even go higher to stay with us. Turn to your neighbor and say, package yourself. A lot of people have got some flaps there, but they package themselves properly. When you cover it, you can stand tall, and people will look at you and wonder what you carry. Nitori re ni mo se nsako. You are the reason why I'm showing up. He's the reason why I'm showing up. He's the reason why I'm posting. Jehovah Nisi, you are the reason why I'm... You didn't say it right now. Come on. You are the reason. Jehovah Shalom.
This program is being sponsored by friends and partners of Pastor Victoria Ministries. We'll be right back.